My America means a lot of different things we're learning this week in our series, My America. And in my own blog post, it really, in our family, the Hockenberry family and the Slagle-Stryker family, if we take both sides, it's the mix between a long lineage on my mother's side and a fairly short lineage on my father's side, who were German immigrants in the 19th century. But that mix is also apparent in someone who needs no introduction, Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor and friend of the program. Actually, go back to the beginning of this program. For some people, this will be an introduction to your life and connection to America. Your story is all about the mix between long lineage and sort of the new trends in America.
That's very true. That's actually a really good way to think about it. My name is Abdelmateen, but my father took that name chose that name when he converted to Islam when he was in his mid-20s. And before that, my family name was Bailey. And my
Bailey.
My mom's and my dad's side and my mom's side, the name was Peg. And they came from, so my mother's side were homesteaders in Nebraska, and my father's side were, you know, classic church-going African-Americans in Virginia. His mother was one of nine children. You know, they moved to the North and you know, found opportunity in the North. But very much, you know, every sort of major sort of crest and valley in American history, my family's been a part of in some way, shape, or form.
And Abdelmateen, let me do my bad sort of language messing around with your name. Now, Abdelmateen, does that mean brother of the morning?
No. So, no, Abdul is the servant of, and then Mateen is a derivative of one of the 99 names of Allah. So it's the servant of the strong one or the firm one, yeah.
Now, did Islam come to your family as a personal decision by your father, or are you part of more of a social trend in the African-American community?
So my mom, she took Shahada, or she took her declaration of faith. It was an intellectual decision that she made. And then she joined the Nation of Islam afterwards looking for fellowship amongst African-Americans because it wasn't very a strong African-American Muslim community. My dad, on the other hand, he went through different phases of his sort of black consciousness and came to the Nation of Islam after that. They both were in the Nation, and that's where they actually met, and actually in Harlem in the 60s, I mean, early 70s. And then my parents, after the transition, so they were part of the larger trend, and they left the Nation of Islam and joined the sort of larger world community of Islam in the mid-70s.
How many wars have your relatives fought in?
According to our family legend, every major war in American history, we've had relatives in, all going back to the Revolutionary War, because my ancestors are also Native American as well.
So how are you carrying this forward, if I were to ask you, what is my America to Ibrahim Abdelmateen?
Well, the country just celebrated its 235th birthday. So I always remember that 235 years ago, people like me were not considered citizens or human beings. So I always put that in context, that this is a very different world. So part of that, the American story is part of that shared sacrifice, so that participating in those wars and fighting for those things, but also the homesteading history that my family has and actually putting that blood, sweat, and those tears into the land. So I think that the experience is really about what are we going to do? What work are you going to do to make sure your life is good and your neighbor's life is good?
And you're a part of that hard work and sacrifice has defined your family.
Without a doubt.
Ibrahim Abdelmateen, happy 4th of July, and thanks for being part of My America.
Thank you. Good morning.